Well, let's get more on this now and go to the minister responsible, the Biosecurity Minister, Damien O'Connor. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Colin.
So does it look now like eradication is not going to be possible and we have to move to containment?
It's certainly more difficult and more challenging. We've not made a decision. And my focus is still on eradication if possible. In fact, this morning I got another anecdotal report out of the UK where farmers, you know, saying we wish we'd done more to try and hold back the disease. So we have to do everything we can if it's possible to eradicate, but clearly more challenging now.
How many cows will have to be culled to affect this? I mean, you've looked, what, 11,000 so far? You've ordered 22,000.
And that should be completed by the end of this month. Clearly, you know, it's a moving target, and, you know, the number of cows now under scrutiny is up to about 60,000. So, you know, a very big number. It's a very unfortunate and difficult situation. We have absolute sympathy for every farmer involved in this. It's something that no government, no country wants to deal with.
Yeah, so are you saying that it could be more than 60,000 culled?
I'm saying that's a target of the cows that are currently likely to be infected. But what we have to do is decide what long-term management an approach we take. That'll be a decision made with industry leaders, taking on board the realities of farmer reaction to this. And we need to get farmers to understand that we don't want to impose pressure on them. We don't want to kill any cows when it's not necessary. But these are things, hard decisions that have to be made for the long-term interest of the New Zealand dairy and livestock industry.
Do you need to make that decision sooner? Does it need to be made pretty much now?
We're making it as soon as possible. If we'd made the decision last week, then it would have been deemed wrong because we're finding out more as we go. And the absence of any effective animal tracing system, it was brought in under the previous government reluctantly, and farmers took a casual approach to it. I think each and every farmer now understands why we need a system that works and functions effectively so that you can go and push a button effectively and work out where animal movements have gone. Relying on farmers' memory and notebooks has complicated this.
Okay, let's look at the support for farmers because there's been some angst about that. How much has been paid out so far in compensation?
I think it's over $5 million. We've got, you know, a number of obviously compensation claims coming in now as more animals are starting to be killed. It's quite a complex thing. We're paying out for milk, lost milk production as well. So there's over 80% of those claims that have been assessed have been paid out. There are still more claims coming in. So we're working on that as quickly as we can. But, you know, take, for example, one situation where the number of cows in the yard, the number of cows that were put on the truck and the number of cows that were killed at the works were different numbers, so we had to come to some agreement on that. That complicates the compensation system, and farmers have to have more facts.
And is it too complicated? Have you looked at the form that you need to fill out to do this?
Well, we're sitting down working. We just want the facts from the farmers, I have to say, and that's not easy when you don't have a good tracing and tracking system where they're not sure, where they've got to go back to their own notes and records. And if that's not right, then obviously that it makes it more complex.
Yeah, I'm just wondering whether it's too complex as a process. I'm looking at the form now. It's basically a 12-step process.
It is, and so we have people working with farmers to go through that. Dairy NZ have committed this week another 10 people to that process to help them. It is necessarily complex because we want fair and full compensation. So if we just a stab in the dark, then it wouldn't be fair to either the taxpayer or to the farmer.
Nathan Guy was claiming that the banks are circling in some cases. I mean, is it...
Look, it's absolutely right that farmers' cash flow has been severely affected. We've paid out interim payments wherever we've been told that there is pressure on. There has been some discussion with banks to reassure them that the process is underway. We're doing everything we can with individual farmers to help them get through this. We've got more people on the ground, senior managers down in Invercargill last night working out, you know, how to up the rate administrative support, working with the Rural Support Trust. So, look, it's a difficult, difficult situation for all the farmers and for staff involved. This is something completely new. I don't think any country would want to have to face this. And, you know, it's one of the new challenges for New Zealand. And we haven't had the systems in place that we should have had to help us deal with it.
Okay. I want to finally focus on what's happening to these cows that are culled, because as I understand it, there's no food safety risk with this disease.
No, there is none. No.
Yeah, so is this meat ending up in the food chain? I did hear some talk yesterday, I think, in Parliament about these stock ending up in landfills. What's going on here?
Look, I'm not aware of any stock ending up in landfills, and that shouldn't be occurring. That probably has happened in normal farming practice from time to time. I'm not aware of any of that being connected to Mycoplasma bovis. All this, you know, all the meat can go through the system. The meat companies will grade it. It will go into different areas depending on its quality. And
so the farmers should be able to get some money back from that too, should they?
They get full payment for the meat back, yeah, and they get that back reasonably quickly. That has been one of the things that's enabled them to maintain their cash flow.
Hey, thanks very much for your time. It is a complex issue. Thank you for your time discussing it this morning. The Biosecurity Minister, Damien O'Connor.